Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi guys, welcome back to
Every Blonde Needs a Brunette,
brought to you by
your favourite blonde brunette duo. I'm Grace Shadrack, the blonde.
I'm Grace Foley, the brunette.
And this podcast is us spilling all the tea, all the gossip
on our trips to major fashion capitals this year.
The secrets that are too hot for us to spill on YouTube.
They're coming on this podcast.
So get ready.
Hi guys!
Hey. We're back, boo!
Happy Monday, everyone.
Did you miss us?
Welcome back to Every Blonde Needs a Brunette.
Your favourite podcast
that we bring to you every Monday.
So today's podcast, we're going to be answering your dilemmas.
Why is that so like spaced out? That was so like climatic for nothing.
I don't know. It's not even that interesting.
Also, I know you guys, you only can hear us right now, but if you do watch us on YouTube or on TikTok, we have a new studio. And that studio is my house.
It's Grace's house, but it's a new setup with better lighting.
Way better lighting.
We hope the YouTube and the TikToks appreciate. Are going to improve.
Because obviously if you guys don't watch us, you wouldn't know. But we were literally in a room with no windows. So the lighting was
was so bad.
So we've improved.
And I feel really cozy here. Like
we're on a sofa.
It's very homely.
You know,
we're I've got house. A tea.
Gross the tea, which we wouldn't usually do. So you can get some real nice slurping sounds. You're welcome.
Ready? ASMR.
Literally hell on earth.
If that hasn't made you walk to your kitchen, boil the kettle, and put on a nice brew, I don't know what will.
That's literally hell on earth. That sound.
I love that sound. Slurpers. I think it's. No, but slurping tea is such a cosy sound.
No, it's just not right. I hate slurping.
Grace hates any noise.
I hate any noise.
She's very sound sensitive.
Also, guys, we went to Tony's last night.
Our favourite restaurant in London.
My favourite restaurant.
It's just a classic.
If you've never been, you have to go.
And you know you're going to get a good meal.
But go to the one that's on Bond Street. That's our favourite one. And it is so good.
The other ones, I mean, the one in the Ned's cool,
but the food's not as good.
The cacio pepe isn't as nice. It's like, they use different pasta. That's one observation we've made.
Yeah, we're like, ooh, this ain't as good. And there's also,
this isn't what I know.
There's another one, but we haven't been to that one. We like the one at Bond Street. Okay.
So go there.
And you'll usually see a celebrity. We saw someone from Loose Woman once.
Yes, once, that's it.
That's our claim to fame.
I'm sure I saw another EastEnder.
Who?
Walking in. The woman that played Louise. I'm sure I saw any EastEnders fans.
If you want to see celebrity, go to Chinese.
It's just such a vibe. Like, it's the lighting's, like, dim. It's a classic Italian.
It's amazing.
Go there.
What else happened this week? We got shadow banned on TikTok.
We're literally shadow banned. I would be like, okay, fair enough. Maybe our views have just dropped if it was, like, 10K views per TikTok. But when I tell you we get 1K views... We've just booked Paris. Oh my god, it's confirmed.
We literally,
our Airbnb is confirmed.
5 minutes before, just booked our Airbnb.
We're going to Paris for five days to scout out where we want to live in Paris and just go back to all our favourites. We want to like see Paris in like summertime. September is hot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be really hot. Yeah, so that's just been approved. If you just heard Grace's email. But yeah, going back to TikTok, we have been shadow banned. But we don't know why, because we don't post anything controversial. I get it if we post some bikinis, but we don't.
I do see all of those people doing the hashtag
fake body
things.
I never knew
TikTok,
what
I'm 18, and I think they've been shadow banned.
Whenever they do that, it's usually because they're in like a bikini or like a bra or something. But we don't do that, so someone's reported us.
We keep
us
everything covered up.
And I will find who it is.
Do you think someone's reported us?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like it would take a lot of reports.
Who? Someone out there has it out for us.
It would take a lot of reports. Someone's made loads of fake accounts.
I will find you.
But yeah, we're hoping to get that problem sorted so all of you can see our TikToks.
Because if not, we're back to trying to get a normal job. Literally, though, back to
TikTok like is our main job, probably, out of all three.
Yeah. So thanks a lot, TikTok, for shadow banning us. We really do appreciate it.
You've got
that.
Us all stressed. You've got for
us,
nothing.
You've got us stressed, you've got our manager stressed, and you've got my mum stressed. My mum was like, what?
What are these views?
No, but I was like, oh, mum, I've been shadow banned.
This is your downfall, Grace.
No, literally, she was like, what? And I was like, Emma, it's actually not like D. Like, you don't need to add fuel.
It's not
to
our
fire.
Problem. Like, I get it. If, say, we were getting, I'd be like, okay, people have just lost interest. But this is like a serious
problem.
No,
this is like nothing we've ever seen before.
That's why I'm not stressed about it, because I know it will go away. Because like TikTok has to show our followers our videos
at some point.
Like they have the not the for you page, the other one, the one that's like on the other side.
The following.
Yeah, the
but
following
who goes
page.
On that? I don't go on it.
I do.
You
see what Seth just had for breakfast.
Oh, fucking hell, not Sefta.
Every morning, every lunch, and every dinner.
Why don't
I
you
see.
Try and be the new Sefta? Why don't you stop uploading what you eat? For real.
Maybe that is my new career path. Maybe that will get us unshadow banned.
Oh my god, yeah. If we keep getting shadow banned,
Sefta's views,
we're going to create a new account, which is just us eating breakfast, lunch and dinner. Like
so I've got my breakfast ready. I just love Sefta. I'm Sefta's biggest
we
fan.
We can't talk about Sefta again, because we've actually had a whole episode where we talked about Sefta.
We talk about her in a YouTube video as well.
Fucking hell. I don't even watch Sefta, but like...
Do you not?
No.
I thought you did watch Sefta.
Not like you watch Sefta. Like, if she comes up on my For You page, I'll watch it, but I'm not like... I need to see what this girl has
I have to know what she's had for dinner.
That's weird.
Every night.
That's like obsessive fans.
But I'm a silent fan. I never comment. And I feel like I should show my love and be like, Sefta.
Show my love.
You, show my love for you. I made her an edit.
You so should.
I'm Sefta's number one fan.
If there's one fan, it's me. If there's no fans,
if there's
I'm
three
dead.
Fans, I'm the only fan.
Yeah.
That made no sense.
No,
you know what I mean?
Go
you know the thing. You know the TikTok sound we're referring to, okay?
But today, yeah, like Grace said, we're answering your issues, your girl
your
issues.
Dilemmas, because we've spoken about ourselves enough. It's time to help you
help.
Out.
Pass the baton to you guys.
Are they boy dilemmas or are they like friendship
mixture.
Ones?
I asked
okay.
I just said dilemmas. I said scenarios,
any kind
dilemmas,
of dilemma.
Questions, whatever you want.
I do sometimes think, though, I mean, I trust our followers, I don't think they've made them up, but some dilemmas, like, you could sit there and make a whole, like, just be like, write a whole story.
I would do that. If there was a podcast I really loved, I would make something up.
Something really crazy up.
Yeah, I'd be like,
to
so
try and get on
I got shot, and then my boyfriend cheated on me, like...
Then I found out I was pregnant.
Yeah, like, I would just, like, shitster. But we trust you guys.
We trust you all. I feel like you wouldn't make things up.
Okay, this one's a friend-related one. Okay, I recently reconnected with an old friend from primary school and we've been speaking on social media. Primary school friend.
Ooh.
Icky, sticky one, this one.
This could be a topic of discussion.
Yeah. Every time I try to make plans with her, though, to catch up or go out, she says she's too busy or too tired. But then later on, I'd see her Snapchat story and she's out with other friends. So she's basically lying to me. I don't know what to do because I want to be her friend, but it seems as if she's not interested in meeting up at all, and it makes me feel left out. Do I keep on trying to make plans with her, or do I just leave it as it is?
Oh,
this is a tough one because...
Do you know what?
Primary school friends is a hard one.
I do think sometimes the friends you make in primary school are not going to be...
Your lifelong friends.
And maybe you're a little bit younger than us, and maybe like you're still clinging on to that like... primary school life, and of course it's really sad that she doesn't deserve your friendship because
no.
She doesn't want to meet up with you, and that's the bottom line. She
yeah.
doesn't deserve you as a friend because she's binning you off and treating you like that. Like you,
especially if she's lying as well.
You want
to with friends
yeah,
afterwards. That's just
you
behavior.
Should just be like, okay, well now you've done this.
I deserve better.
I don't want to be your friend anyway.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure she'll come running back to you when she figures out maybe some of these friends are fake friends.
Mm.
She'll come running back to you and you'll be like, well...
Too late.
You weren't there for me when I wanted to meet up with you, so...
Yeah.
I don't think she deserves your friendship to start with, but I do think sometimes you can outgrow your primary school friendships.
Yeah, like, we always say this, like, if you think of it as, like, a boyfriend and girlfriend, we always say, like, relationships that have been together since they're, like, 13, we're like, how are you still dating now you're 19?
Imagine, like, if you started dating at the age of, like, 7.
Yeah.
That's, like...
You're just a different person. Like, when you become an adult and you become, like, a teenager, like, we are so different.
We're adults. Like, you're not going to be friends with... Like, you were friends as children.
Yeah, like, you just become a different person, I feel like. And, like, good for you if you can keep those friends around, but... I just think you become a different person, you know? You're not going to be the same person you were when you were 13.
It's nice to try and keep it going, but I do think maybe there comes a time where maybe she's just been like, I don't feel like there's much in common anymore.
Yeah, because you do just, like, get different interests, especially if you didn't go to secondary school together. It's very easy to lose that contact.
But it's very harsh of her to be lying to you. But if I was you, I would just be like, well, she doesn't deserve my friendship. She clearly doesn't want to meet up, and that's her loss.
Hmm.
I'm going to go make my own friends and spend time on my other friends and meet up with them.
Yeah.
And just, she's lying. She doesn't deserve a friendship. That's the bottom line.
I do think, like, obviously now, look, as an adult, I love, like, stalking people from my primary school more than people from my secondary school.
Because you just never know how someone's going to turn out.
No, like, there's so many people. I'm like, I did not even, like, guys, I went on, this is a bit unrelated.
I mean, even secondary school is, people do all sorts of, go down, they dye their hair different colours and they start dressing different, and it's so interesting to see, like, how everyone develops after school, but primary school even more so, because really you only knew the child version of that person if you didn't go to secondary school with them. So it's so interesting to see what they're like.
But what I was going to say, it's quite unrelated, but I went on Tinder, because I've never been on Tinder in my local area before, and the amount of people I found from my primary school was absolutely hilarious.
And was you, like, shocked? Has anyone had a blow up? Has anyone, no, like... Oh, that's harsh.
No, but it's just funny, isn't it? Like, seeing people you went to primary school with, like, on your Tinder.
And you're like, is that them? You're like, it's the same name.
I want to do a primary school reunion in, like, 5 years' time and, like, see everyone.
I don't even... If you told me to write a list of my class...
I don't remember. Four people.
If they were put in front of me, I'd be like, oh yeah, of course I remember you. Maybe I wouldn't, maybe I wouldn't recognise them. But I would not be able to remember who was in my class.
I live in, like, a really, really small village. So I, like, see people from my primary school all the time. I just, like, avoid eye contact. But I will, this is a funny story. Like, 4 or 3 years ago, we organised a junior school reunion.
And at Nando's,
we had a table of 24 at Nando's.
I thought only three people turned up.
No, it was just the girls, so no boys turned up. So we were sat at Nando's at, like, a 24-seater, and there was 10 of us. It was just the girls.
That's so weird.
And the Nando's worker was like, so should I take away half the table? We were like, yeah.
That's like an extreme double date, all being stood up.
No, it was so embarrassing. That's so awkward. We were on, like, the world's biggest table at Nando's, and there was no one else there. But yeah, I don't know. Junior school was all. I'm not friends with anyone from my junior school. I keep in touch with one person from my junior school, and that's it.
I am in touch with one person, but she was in a different year. We didn't meet at primary school anyway. So we went to the same
primary school. Just not even really a primary school friend.
No, well, kind of, but not that I met in primary school. I met her in preschool.
So if that shows you that. You know, but do you know what? Good for you if you can stay friends with someone from your primary school.
I think it's sweet.
I applaud you.
And I think it's, like, just a chance that you'll grow up and have the same interests. But I do just think sometimes it's not someone you've chosen to have as your friend in an adult life. Like, in secondary school, you're a teenager. You've developed your sense of humour. You know what you're like as a person, your morals and stuff. Whereas, like, if you meet someone in primary school, you're a child. What have you got to talk about?
Yeah.
Like, rainbows and it's butterflies. And
you're mostly just friends for coincidence sake.
Yeah, because you're, like, sat next to them in friendship or something.
But good for you if you can stay mates with your primary school friends. Okay, next one. Oh, this is titled Vacation or Save Some Coin. I feel like we're not the right people to be answering.
We're
going to
be like, go on the holiday.
Hey girls, every summer my friends and I go on holiday. Last year we went to... Where's that?
Sorry.
Oh, gracious burst of the camera.
I actually don't know where that is.
And I think it's Antalya. Okay. For 8 days, and we had so much fun. I had the best time ever. The whole trip was around 900 euros with flying, hotel, inclusive. That's actually quite
good. I think it's quite good.
It was a cheap holiday, but this year it won't be that way. We would like to go back to Turkey or Greece, but the prices are insane. Hotels and flights cost around 800... A hotel and flight cost around 800 euros. I can afford it, but it's a lot of money to spend on an 8-day trip. Should I go and have fun, or should I stay home and save my money? P.S. Love your podcasts. Please be more active on YouTube. I miss the vlogs. Love from Belgium.
Oh. Okay, well, you're asking the wrong girls. You're asking we're going to say memories. If you're these are your best friends, when else are you going to get the chance to go on a girl's memory holiday? Memory
longer than money.
And there's not long. Like, one day you're going to be married with kids. You're not going to go on a girl's holiday. There's only so many years you get to do this.
Yeah.
What are you really saving for at this age? What is that important to save for at this age? I say go.
I will say, right, I'm going to offer a bit of a different
opinion. But maybe the friends are booking more expensive things than in her budget.
Okay, I'm going to have a bit of a different opinion on this. So, before COVID, we tried to go to Zante on a girl's holiday. And for some reason, we booked, like, the most expensive...
It's just because we were dumb. We were literally 17. We were
so dumb. And then, like, thank God, actually, because of COVID, it got cancelled. We couldn't go and we got all our money back. But looking back at that, I was like, why were we spending that much money to go to Zante? Like, we were spending so much money. So do go on the holiday, but I think just try and look at all of your options and see if there are ways you can, like, do it for cheaper.
Is it booked yet?
Like, if you're going to Greece... There's so many places in Greece which are a little bit cheaper. Like obviously, you have the more expensive island, but the islands are just as stunning and also so, so much cheaper. Like, don't just go to the ones that, you know, like the party trips. If you want to try and save money, just look on TikTok and they always give you, like, budget advice, stuff like that. Just think of, like, little ways you can save money. Like, maybe bring a hand luggage, they have a big suitcase. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Cut your corners because... I'm so glad that trip was cancelled because we were spending, like, a grand.
Well, maybe sit down with your friends and be like, I would love to come, but it's just not in my budget of what I'd like to spend.
Yeah.
Is there any way we can maybe book somewhere else? Book
a cheaper hotel. Or you could even sit down with your friends and be like, guys, I'd love to come, but is there any way that we could do it so that we buy, like, instead of going out for dinner and lunch every single day, we'll buy
food in. It's all inclusive, though, isn't it?
No, shit, it's not all inclusive. Oh. The first one was... Maybe, like, you can get an Airbnb with a kitchen and then you can make your own lunch and dinner and save money there. Well,
sometimes all-inclusives actually you work out spending more money.
Oh.
Because maybe you wouldn't actually... Like, all-inclusive, you can have a massive buffet breakfast, but for breakfast, maybe you wouldn't normally eat that much.
Mm. Just, like, look into little ways you can save the money, but I would say go. You know?
I'm going to say go.
Especially a girl's trip, because...
It sounds like you've got the money, you just don't really want to spend it.
Yeah.
But... I think
YOLO.
Like, you're not going to sit back when you're 80 and be like, I'm so glad I saved that money.
Yeah, I'm so glad I saved the 800 euros.
You're going to think, oh, I went with my friends.
Yeah, I had such a good time. It was the best trip ever.
You have to go, I'm sorry.
Because you never know, like Grace said, you just don't know how life's going to take you. Like, next year you might not be friends, or one of you might go off to uni. One of you
might get a boyfriend.
You just don't know. Like, this is the time to do it. I think if, you know... I think money will come back, but memories don't. And that's the truth.
That's what you've got to live by.
So go on the trip, but just try and cut corners. This one made me laugh. The guy I'm seeing is 100% my type and so fit, but the way he dresses makes me ick. I hate skinny jeans on boys. That's literally it. Oh. That's the email.
You know what? That would be enough.
Would that be it for you? No, you like skinny jeans. Literally,
I don't like skinny jeans. Who have I dated that wears skinny jeans?
You serious?
Who?
Barcelona.
But which one?
I can't remember what his name was in the podcast. The one that had the girlfriend. He literally wore the skinniest jeans. Are you serious?
Well, I didn't care on him.
And Grace fancied
him. They weren't that skinny. Grace
doesn't care about skinny jeans. Grace.
No, they weren't like Dabba Day jogging skinny.
Grace.
They weren't that skinny.
I'm going to have to put
up his Instagram. He just was skinny.
No, Grace. They were like jeggings.
No, they weren't.
Yes, they were. Oh, I haven't followed him.
Huh? You can't pull it up now.
Well, he had this... Grace doesn't care about skinny jeans.
They weren't that skinny. Them.
Grace, yeah. They were.
They were like...
Okay, they were skinny. Maybe you're trying to say it depends who it's on.
But you know, like, Davide's skinny jeans, they're literally like legging.
You But so was this boy.
No, they weren't. I know for a fact that he dressed really well.
He had like a nice blazer, but he had like jeggings.
No, he didn't.
But we're going to stop because he actually watches the podcast. So stop talking.
He's
about
a number one fan.
Well, he doesn't, but his friend does, and he'll report back. So let's actually stop talking about that. I don't really think about a boy's style, to be honest, but if I had like tragically bad style, yes, it would be more.
I do think about a boy's style.
It's
a big part of the package for me. Even like down to like sometimes they're wearing a certain piece of jewellery.
Oh, yes.
Like a shell necklace, perhaps, or some sort of rope bracelet that could.
Or a shark tooth, like someone we know did. No, actually, yeah, I agree.
Like, style is actually probably just as big as
looks. No, because for me, there's like two types of style. Like, I like a really like well dressed blazer, hot. But then I also could do like a cool guy, like a model, like cool vibes.
Yeah, you know, I think you could date both.
There's two ways you could go about it. But like my sister's ex boyfriend didn't have good style, and I don't think it actually like put her off. But that's when I was like, oh, no, you need good style.
But do you think it's wrong, like, say your boyfriend has bad style, but you're, like, in a relationship, do you think it would be wrong to, like, be like, oh, let me buy you this?
No, that's what a lot of girls do, and this is what my sister did. For Christmas and birthdays, you just buy them things you like and make them wear it.
But, like, imagine a boy doing that to a girl. If you flip the switch, imagine a boy, like, trying to control what you wear. That's actually really bad.
Yeah, but I'm doing it to a boy. I don't care.
If you dress badly, that's what you get.
Yeah, I don't really care. But skinny jeans, if it's just skinny jeans that are the issue, just say, look, I've bought you these nice, like, baggy jeans. Why don't you give them a try? If
it's just skinny jeans. These would really suit you.
If it's, you love everything about the style apart from the skinny jeans, that's an easy fix.
I don't really remember him wearing that bad.
Gross.
His
style was good. He just wore skinny jeans. There's no two ways about that.
The skinny jeans I don't like are, like, the Davide ones. I love Davide. I think he's really hot, but I don't like those skinny jeans.
Yeah, but Ekin should have been like, babe, my king, as she would say, take those skinny jeans off. I don't know why they keep calling each other that.
My king and my queen.
They met up today and she was like, I'm off to see my king. It's like, let's stop that.
It's like the Lion King.
Let's actually stop that now. We don't need to do that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Okay, need urgent advice is the title of this one. It's in capitals, so that's how you know it's serious.
Oh.
It all started 2 nights ago. I received an unwanted text from a girl who was in my year at high school. It started with ... Girl, I'm so sorry to be sending you this, but if I was you, I'd want to know.
Oh, it's always the worst.
I already feel sick. And then she's put in brackets, I forgot to mention I have a boyfriend. We have been in a relationship for 6 months, okay? I expected the worst, which in my mind was cheating, but it went on to say he had an OnlyFans.
What? I don't know if that's worse. That's a bit worse than cheating.
That's worse. Actually, I don't know. Found by some old friends from high school. My boyfriend was a year above in high school, so we rarely talked. We have not had the exclusive talk, but I assume putting a label on it spoke for itself. But now I'm confused and I'm questioning the core of our relationship. I love him to bits, even though it's only been 6 months. I don't know what to do. Please help. By the way, I love your YouTube and your podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh, I was about to swear.
That is...
makes me actually...
that is a dilemma. But I'm also like, okay, he's not actually cheating on you. Like, technically, he just... you're not official, and technically, he's just got a job.
No, they are.
She said they're basically... okay, they are basically...
like, 6 months and you're not...
that's very long.
No.
Yeah, he should have been honest.
I would count that as cheating.
What, because...
you're selling your... well, I'm assuming it's...
like other girls are looking at...
you're selling your willy to other girls. If you're sending, right... so if your boyfriend sent his nude on Snapchat to another girl, you'd...
That is cheating.
But it's the same thing on OnlyFans, just that there's a pay there.
But I think it's fine if he'd been honest and be like, this is my job and I have to earn money this way.
If you've accepted it,
I don't think that's cheating, because it's his job.
Yeah, if you'd accepted it.
Because you don't know about it.
It's very, like, shady. That's actually a really big, like, nightmare, actually.
I feel like... I don't expect boys to do it, but they obviously do.
Yeah. But if he'd just been open and honest and been like, babe, this is my job, I don't actually have a relationship with any of the girls.
Love me or leave me.
Then that would have been your decision to make, like, if you want to stay with him or not. But he's taken that decision away from you.
What would we do in this situation then?
Break up with him.
I think... yeah, I personally would, but I think if you're, like, basically in love with him, then I would see how he responds now. If he's like, yeah, but you can't just, like, cut someone off.
No,
like, but she's probably in love with him.
The fact that he's not told you, he knows he's doing something wrong. Like, he's lied to you. I think
he's just scared.
He's lied to you for 6 months.
Yeah.
And shown other girls his penis. Like, that is grounds for a breakup.
Yeah, of course.
Like, that is cheating, in my opinion. Like, he's cheated on you for 6 months and got paid for it. Like, these dinners he's taken you on are probably paid for
by his willy.
And also, like, I don't think I could, like... let's just, like, take away the fact, okay, what about if you were seeing someone, you weren't official yet for, like, a month, and then he turned around and said, by the way, I do have OnlyFans. Would you stay with him? No. If he was open, honest in the front, no, you wouldn't.
No.
Either would I. I don't think I could date someone that does OnlyFans. I don't think I could tell my parents. Like, if they were like, oh, what's his job? And I was like, oh, he sells nudes on the internet.
But then I don't judge anyone that does it.
I don't judge anyone that does it, but I couldn't be with someone.
I just think that's, like, a really private part of life that I don't...
yeah.
And then what if he, like, tried to rope you into it?
No, and also the thought of, like, my sister could just go on there and, like, find my boyfriend's willy online.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I could deal with that. And also the jealousy of, like, other girls are, like...
Looking at him
in that way. And, like, he's, like... because on OnlyFans, they can, like, send what they want, and then you get paid
to do
it. And also,
yeah, with OnlyFans, he might not just be sending pictures of his willy, he might be sleeping with girls.
What, like, actually doing, like, sex
That's
videos?
That's what people do on there, I think. I watched Olivia Atwood, we both watched it, and now we feel like we're experts
in OnlyFans. But they can, like, send you, I don't want to be really graphic on this podcast, because our manager watches, but do this for £100, and then you do it, and it gets... you know?
Yeah, like, your morals, apparently...
get very much tested.
Yeah, because you'll get offered a lot of money to do something that before you said you'd never do it, but because of how big the check is, you're like, oh, I might as well.
I might do it.
So God knows what's going on over on the OnlyFans. He could be doing anything.
If he was open and honest at the front, I would say give it a chance, but the fact that he's lied to you for 6 months, for me, that's grounds for breakup.
Like, lying about anything...
lying about anything's a massive red flag. Lying about... that your job is to sell yourself.
But, like, well, I want to know what he said his job was, because...
I bet he said something really, like...
but, like...
easy. Like, oh, I do
office.
Tech.
Then surely
it's always tech. It's always tech.
But, like, surely you'd have, like, office friends then and, like, be going out...
oh, no, I work from home. I'm a tech guy.
He's probably...
I work on home.
He might even be at uni or something and it'd be a side job.
I mean, literally no shame for people that do it. But we're just talking about the fact that he's lied to her for 6 months. Do you know what, though? I do think if I wasn't me, in the fact that, like, my job was this, I could actually see myself doing OnlyFans. Because you do just sell, like, what I already post. Like, we do, like, lounge underwear ads. You just sell that.
No, but the documentary proved that it isn't. You have to interact with these men.
No, but if you have a social media following before... well, actually, then I would have died if I wasn't me. Don't ask.
No, they you have to do stuff to get photos. There is this myth that you can just sell bikini pictures, but you have to, like, to keep your subscribers interested, you have to post more raunchy things. You have to.
And you do just get tempted by the money. I think there's some YouTubers that post their feet pictures. I'm not going to say who, but I would do that. But no one wants to see my feet. I have really bad feet.
I think I've got quite nice feet.
Yeah.
When they're painted.
I don't understand foot fetish.
It's such a big thing.
Because,
again, on the Olivia Atwood documentary, it is apparently...
Feet are just disgusting to me.
Apparently people love them.
No.
It must be a thing. Like, I don't even
I
know.
I just hate feet. Like...
I don't know how you can look at that and be like, oh, yeah.
How does that turn you on? We knew a boy from college that liked feet.
I think most boys like them.
I don't get it.
It's so strange.
I don't get what sex is. Do they like hands or do they like feet?
Not hands.
Yeah, but feet and hands to me are like the same.
They must like the slippery shape of the toes.
I don't even
know what they like about them.
That's actually another fear of mine, is getting a boyfriend and then like 6 months down the line they have a foot fetish. Because I wouldn't want to do anything feety because I hate my feet. I'm really self-conscious about my feet. So I'd be like, you've picked the wrong girl.
But then you can't really tell someone that on the first date. So that is something you find out.
And also, you can't really help your fetishes. But, like, I just hate... I'm so self-conscious of my feet. I'd be like, babe, I actually can't get my feet out in front of you.
We need a breakup. It would result in
you're
going
to have to find a different girl or pay for it on OnlyFans because it's not coming from me. Do you know what I mean? It's not.
Sorry.
Okay, we've got one more. Hi. Please mind leave my name off. Oh my god.
Oh, this could be.
Her name's not even in there. I'm in a very difficult and lonely situation at the minute. I hate my job. I work with 5 men, all being 40 plus, and I'm a 19-year-old girl. So it's literally us, we're also 19. I've been with my boyfriend for 4 years and lost my friends at the end of school. I see one girl from school occasionally and also do. What's that, Gross?
Majorettes. I'm not sure.
What's a majorette? I'd say I'm friends with the girls here, but they have all been friends much longer, so I feel like an outsider and often don't get invited to things or get invited last minute. I also know they have a group chat without me. Oh, that's really sad.
Aww.
That's the shittest feeling. I don't know what I'm supposed to do to make friends. I'm a very social person, although I'm shy and just feel so upset and lonely at the minute. I've joined a gym boot camp to try and make new people, new friends, but I haven't made any friends here either. What am I supposed to do?
That's really sad. Okay, I honestly think the best way to make friends is just to, like, say you know someone in your local area that is your age and you think you'd get on, just message them on Instagram. And be like, do you want to go get coffee? Like, there's always people that you know of in your, like, area. There's always people. And you just message them and say, do you want to go get coffee? Friendship made. Because how else are you going to do it?
That is a hard one, especially because, I mean, do you actually like your job? Because for me, that would be grand to me to leave the job.
Okay, I personally think this. Your prayers will be answered if you leave the job and get a new one.
Because if
where,
you're
like,
surrounded
younger
by men
people
anyway,
work,
like, who the fuck wants to just be surrounded by men all day? No one.
Especially 40-year-old. Like, what are you going to talk about with them?
No, I think you need to, like... I honestly think you need to leave your job because I bet you're not even happy at work. And if you're not happy, then, like, what is the point?
Well, you're not going to make friends there, are you? They're all, like, oh...
Yeah, like, I bet you don't even enjoy going to work. I bet you, like, dread going to work. I don't know. It doesn't sound healthy to me. I don't know what... I just don't know why. Because we say all this, but we don't actually have that many friends. Like, if me and you weren't friends...
We would have nothing.
We would have nothing.
But, I mean, if we weren't friends, we would do YouTube. And then if we did do YouTube, we would work. And hopefully we'd make friends through work. But then there's a chance you won't, clearly.
Yeah, like, so, even where my sister works, she works at the NHS. So she doesn't go around with anyone else. It's like you work separately. Like, there are just some, like, work environments that you just don't really socialise with anyone. Which can be quite lonely. Another thing I would say is, you know, if you have the monies, maybe move up to London or
move somewhere more
sociable. If you're from like a little, like I'm from a little village, I don't know who the fuck I would message to go for a coffee because anyone my age here I went to primary school with probably don't even like. So I'd have to move to London.
I think move to a big city. Maybe see if you're...
Open your horizons.
Oh, you know what you should do? Okay, maybe your boyfriend has a friend who also has a girlfriend. So maybe try and go on a double date and become friends with the girl.
Yeah.
That could be a good option.
Yeah. Just, I always say this, there should be like a Tinder, but for making friends. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, there is, Bumble, but I think you get a load of weirdos on it.
We need to make one for like new people.
No, it is, there is, Bumble.
That's for relationship, isn't it?
No, Bumble's for friendship.
You're not serious.
Yeah, but apparently you get loads of like pedos going on it.
No, but that's what I mean. We need to like create one for like normal people. There are a lot of friendship group things that, again, when my sister moved to London, she joined like a group on Facebook.
Oh, Facebook, yeah.
Where you can like meet other people in your area that are like,
because everyone's lonely. In the same boat, they've just moved there.
That's what you got to think. Everyone's in the same boat when it comes to like loneliness. Like, everyone's experienced loneliness before. And you messaging someone being like, oh, do you want to go for coffee? Is probably going to make their day.
Yeah.
And like, worst comes to worst, they'll just say they're busy.
Or even say you, I don't know, like your hairdresser, if you get chatting to someone in the hair salon, you get chatting to someone, I don't even know, just be like, will you really get on, would you like to go for coffee?
You just need, but I know it's hard if you don't have a lot of confidence, but
the worst that's going to happen, they're not going to say no. The worst that would happen would be they say they're busy, and that's just life, so
yeah. Meet people over Instagram, that's another great thing you can do.
I'd say Instagram's your best bet. Because I bet you loads of influencers become friends by just messaging each other asking to go for coffee.
Yeah.
Because it's like someone in your industry, maybe someone that you know does a similar job to you, maybe message them. I think the main problem is your job though, because that is where most people meet their friends in later life. So I think...
And also, yeah, your job...
Try and get a new job.
Your job takes up so much of your time.
You like, need to be happy.
You're there like 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, I'm assuming. So if you're not happy and you're like dreading it, I think that needs to be looked
you
into.
You too. Switch jobs.
Switch things up, girl. But we're wishing you the best.
Yeah, I know it can be tough, but we're sending all our love and you will get out of this.
Yeah. I mean, this comes from two girls that literally have.
Yeah, we're literally. One I'm surprised friend. We're not more lonely than we are.
Yeah.
Because we see each other all the time.
And also, like, you become. To like love your own company.
I love my own company.
Sorry, like,
I think I actually love it a bit too much.
Hello.
Like there's you're like no, the you're queen. You're
I'm
the queen
of loving
like,
my own company.
It's got to a point where sometimes my social battery is so low.
I know, but that's the weird thing when me and you meet up. It's like we went to Tony's the other day and we were like, we really hope we don't see anyone we know because we just don't have any energy. But then like we can like talk.
We can
like,
talk for hours.
Energy. That's not energy. But like, I just can't talk to someone I don't really know that well. That's too much energy, that.
Yeah.
It's weird. You know if you know.
You know, like, if you, like, hope you don't bump into someone you know because
it's just
you don't want to have to, like, speak to
them. I always think that.
But, like, I avoid certain social situations in case I see people that I know of and I don't want to have, like...
awkward conversation.
But it's not even that I think it would be that awkward. I just can't even...
We're just lazy. The worst is if you get on the train and there's someone like sat on that train that you like know of.
I know, because it's like, do you spend the whole
you're
journey
stuck
together
on that train? Like you can't
go
anywhere.
And then if there's no stop for ages,
like you can't be like bye because you're stuck on that train until you're stopped.
So you have to spend the whole journey.
Like an hour. That's like my worst nightmare. We're
so antisocial.
We're so antisocial. That's just how we live our lives.
But I like to be social with the people I like.
Yeah.
But I do have a very low social battery. Like, sometimes me and Grace will just sit in silence for an hour, and that's fine.
It's needed. Oh, we're really tired. I think it's because we're sat on the sofa.
Yeah, like, this is really comfy.
It's like cosy vibes.
I'll just cuddle up and go to sleep. We're booking another trip after this. We can't tell you where, and we nearly just exposed it.
Yeah, we're really excited, so...
It's kind of pressure booking this one.
No, I feel a bit ill.
It's for a very, very long...
I actually feel a bit ill.
...period of time. It's going to be very,
I think
very
we're
going to
really struggle. Anyway, wish us... Guys, send us blessings. Thanks for watching, guys.
And we will see you all in our next episode.
Wait, can I also just say before we leave, go and follow our Instagram, everybody_needs_a_brunette.
Yes,
because we always post.
And we, if you want to like be involved in dilemmas, because we probably will start doing more dilemmas.
Yeah.
Because we used to do it at the end of each
episode. But go on our Instagram because we always ask you guys on there. So follow us.
Okay.
And we'll see you next Monday.
Bye. Love
Bye.
You.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.